Today's passage is 1 Thessalonians 2. 1 Thessalonians 2. For you yourselves know, brothers, that our coming to you was not in vain. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict. For our appeal does not spring from error or impurity or any attempt to deceive. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please man, but to please God who tests our hearts. For you never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from people, whether from you or from others, though we could have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. So, being affectionately desirous of you, we are ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us. For you remember, brothers, our labor and toil. We worked night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, while we proclaim to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how holy and righteous and blameless was our conduct toward you believers. For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. For you, brothers, became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea. For you suffered the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out, and displeased God and opposed all mankind by hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles that they might be saved. So as always to fill up the measure of their sins. But wrath has come upon them at last. But since we were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time, in person, not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face, because we wanted to come to you. I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy. We're continuing on in 1 Thessalonians today. I encourage you to listen to yesterday's Devo by Pastor Mike if you haven't yet. As part of that, he gives a brief overview of the context of Paul's letter to the Thessalonians. Chapter 1 was about Paul giving thanks to God for the Thessalonians' act of faith. There was a work of faith, a labor of love, and steadfastness of hope in Jesus in this young church that Paul recognized. This chapter, chapter 2, also touches upon the faith of the Thessalonians, but this chapter is more focused on Paul reminding them about his ministry to them. Paul, writing along with a couple partners, encourages them to consider how they interacted with them, how they ministered to them. Let's look at a few parts to this. First, Paul writes that his ministry to the Thessalonians is 100% all for God. Verse 2 says, "But though we had already suffered and been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict." If you recall the context, there was persecution from Jews that forced Paul to leave this new church sooner than he wanted to. In the midst of all this conflict, Paul and his partners had boldness in God to declare the gospel of God. And in the following verses, he keeps insisting that all his actions were for God. Verse 4, for example, "Just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please man, but to please God who tests our hearts." I think we can infer that there was opposition that said Paul was doing these things for his own gain or his own glory. But Paul defends himself, saying that this is all about God, nothing else. We do not try to please men, but we only seek to please God, who tests our hearts. Paul's ministry is 100% focused on God. Second, Paul conveys his deep care for the Thessalonians. I find it interesting that in verse 7 he says, "But we are gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children." He says, "We are as caring as a nursing mother is towards her children." And a few verses later, in verse 11, he then says, "For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God." Again, Paul compares himself to a parent, this time to a father, exhorting his children. Paul just wants what's best for the Thessalonians, who had become very dear to him. From the entire letter, we see his sacrifice and caring words for them, similar to that of a loving parent. Paul deeply cares for the people he is writing to. And third, related to being all for God and out of tremendous care for them, we see that in Paul's ministry to the Thessalonians, he is willing to endure suffering for them. He endured conflict to preach the gospel to them, and while he was with them, he worked hard as not to burden them financially. The last verses also mention his longing to see them, but being hindered by Satan from doing so. It's an ongoing spiritual battle, which he is still fighting in. And in verses 13 to 16, Paul is thankful that the Thessalonians are also hanging on to the gospel despite the opposition. Verse 14 says, "For you, brothers, became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea. For you suffered the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews." The spiritual battle was not just limited to Paul and the apostles. The church in Thessalonica faced it themselves, just like the churches in Judea at the time. So to recap, in this chapter, we see Paul's heart for the Thessalonians. He makes it clear that he cares for them so much that they would keep living for God, just as he was doing. Connecting this to our own lives, we may feel a bit removed from what we just read. I don't know how many of us can say that we minister to others just like Paul does, so focused on God alone and so sacrificially. However, let's remember that this is what God has called his church to. Just like Paul ministered to the Thessalonians, we as the church are called to love those around us wholeheartedly, to have a 100% all for God mindset, and to even be willing to endure suffering so that other people would know God more. Let's pray that as a church, we would grow in our ministry to those around us. And we can trust that as we pray and seek to be faithful in this, God will work powerfully, that he will multiply our love and care for those around us. As part of this, let's pray for our short-term missions teams that as they meet and minister to people they've never met before, that God would work through them just as he did with Paul. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this chapter in 1 Thessalonians, and thank you for this window into Paul's heart for the Thessalonians. God, we pray that we would be like Paul in that we have your love, your care for the people around us. God, help us to take our eyes off of ourselves, but help us to really care for those who need to know you, God, or who just have gotten to know you. God, give us the same level of care and concern for them. We pray that as a church we would grow in this, that we would encourage one another to do so. And Lord, we also just want to lift up our short-term missions teams that God, as they prepare to go out, that God, you would fill their hearts with love and you would open doors for them to share the gospel boldly to those, to the people that they'll meet. God, we thank you and we lift up our hearts to you. In Jesus' name we pray.